It'll Last Longer, written by Hoosier Bitch, read by Raven. Summary. 3 months after Kate dies, Neil finds a box of photographs. 3 months after Kate dies, Neil finds a box of photographs. A moldy cardboard box in a nearly uncrackable safe in a warehouse that isn't supposed to exist. He'd never been inspired to paint his own work. Never wanted to pick up a brush or a chisel and say, "This is how I see the world." Not until Kate. And Kate? He had wanted to remember exactly. So he'd bought a camera. There are 3 years of photos in the box, all mixed together and out of order. One from the picnic she put together for their second anniversary. It's just a close-up of her hand, fingernails digging into the dirt, blades of grass between her fingers. Then a picture of her in a pair of sweats and one of his undershirts, the week they'd both come down with the flu. A strip from a photo booth on their fourth date, 3 funny faces, and the fourth? He runs a careful fingertip over the smooth surface. The picture had been taken right before they kissed, a snapshot of preparation. His hand brushing the back of her hair, her face in profile, his forehead wrinkled with concentration, a shy smile on her lips. The only photos that are sorted are the ones tucked into a yellowing envelope. "What if our kids find these someday?" she'd asked, leafing through a pile of close-ups of her nipples. "Our kids," he thought, and pulled her back into bed. He'd spent an entire month taking pictures of her feet, in heels and slippers and toe socks, with half-painted nails, against the white backdrop of their sheets, after a long day with lint between her toes and marks from the elastic around her ankles. A month of running his hand over the arch of her foot to position it just so, of trying to time the click of the camera with the apex of her orgasm because he'd loved the way her toes curled. They're all black and white. And after he finds the box, after he looks through every single picture inside of it, he starts to remember her that way, in black and white, frozen in place like a doll, like a mannequin. It's still better than what he'd had before. The memory of her face blurred through the airplane window, Fowler's hand on her shoulder. There's years of loving Kate in that box. Loving her body and face and smile. Loving the clothes she'd worn and the things she'd done. None of it's sorted out or organized because he hadn't been finished yet. He'd never gotten the picture he'd wanted of the dimples in her elbows, or of her hair blowing in the wind on the pier, or a shot of just her lips. There's only 3 years of loving Kate in that box. An incomplete work of art, an unfinished study, a dead woman. He remembers her now in black and white, frozen like a statue, lint between her toes and a tentative smile on her lips. The end. Thank you for listening.